We're speaking with Congressman Kevin Hern today, and we've got a new Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, Tom, it's a great night for America to see how incredible this candidate was through the process. It's just amazing. I think, you know, for anybody to vote against her was purely political. It couldn't be on the merits. This woman is a great example. Most don't know this, that this is the first woman appointed by a Republican since Ronald Reagan back in 81, I believe it was, Sandra Day O'Connor. It's just phenomenal. She was so poised during the entire process, and to see her now Supreme Court Justice, I guess officially it'll be in just an hour or so when she takes the official oath from Chief John Roberts, that she will be on the bench and be looking at legislation and laws across this country, and be another member that will have a tremendous impact on the court for the next 30 to 40 years.
Congressman Kevin Hern, you were here in Bartlesville recently, and you spoke about voting here in Oklahoma, and not to really to worry too much about the security of our votes, but you need to get out and vote.
Yeah, you know, it's a constitutional opportunity we have. It's a right that we have, that our men and women in uniform, we have so many veterans in this state that have gone and fought, and, you know, some have paid the ultimate sacrifice for their duty that they've done for this great nation. And the respect that we can give them for their service, and for many of your listeners, is to go out and vote. Regardless if you're Democrat, Republican, just go out and vote. It's the way that your voice is heard. It is a way, it is your peaceful protest, if you will, is to go vote. And it's something that we should be doing more of in America. In an election year for president, it's usually roughly a 45 to 50% turnout. So those are the highest turnout years. And we just encourage everyone to get out and vote.
We also have a little bit of a mixed messages we're getting from time to time when it comes to whether or not we're going to have a stimulus bill or a stimulus package. How's it looking? It seems like one day it's optimistic and the next day it's start all over again.
Well, and I think that's something else that it's been quietly intermixed with the controversy from the Democrats regarding Supreme Court justice. What I think is something that we should be really paying a very close attention to, and what we saw last night, I think ultimately, most of us believe this, that Speaker Pelosi never had any intention of ever doing anything to help the American economy, the American people, the American schools until after the election. She does not want to do anything, has not wanted to do anything to help this president. And it's really, when I say help, is actually help the American people sign things into law. I mean, she's been going after him since January 2nd of 2019 with, you know, Russian and Mueller investigation, impeachment, just the list goes on and on. There are four things right now that would have passed 2 months ago, and that's the helping schools out. The president offered $105 billion. The Democrats only wanted $100 billion. The president plussed that up to help schools open, and this was back in August, with PPE needs like testing and making sure teachers were secure, making sure administrators were secure, and the children, and changing, you know, the way the ingress and egress into schools. Also, the president has been very open about doing direct stimulus to the American people again, giving taxpayer monies back to taxpayers so that they can spend the monies in places like Copan and Dewey and Bartlesville and Vera, you know, just places like that. So we're, you know, that have been struggling because of the COVID-19. And then, you know, what we also know is that there was $138 billion that was left over from PPP that's already been authorized by Congress, appropriated by Congress. And what happened was is the deadline to apply for those monies expired on August 8th. So since August 8th, there's been no more PPP money taken, the Paycheck Protection Program monies to help keep Americans working. And that $138 billion is just sitting there. It can't be used for anything else. And the speaker refuses to put that on the floor. And then finally, what we know in our area, and there are many people in the Bartlesville area that work at American Airlines, we're seeing that our airlines, our big four airlines, have lost billions of dollars. Many airlines and smaller ones have gone out of business. And we're not going to be able to get business travel up, travel, you know, as far as vacation travel back up. if we don't have this really important piece of transportation that we have in our great nation and around the world. Those four things, PPP money, the school money, the direct stimulus back to families and helping airlines, would pass overwhelmingly. I doubt there would be any no votes on those. And the speaker knows that. That's why she didn't pull them out, because she wants to bail out states that have bad pension programs like Illinois and California and New York. And I'm pretty certain that Oklahoma taxpayers don't want to be bailing out those three states' pensions. They would rather see these other four issues get done, the economy continue to grow, and people going back to work. And it's very unfortunate. It's just a lack of leadership from Speaker Pelosi's part. She's been more about trying to keep her role as the Speaker of the House than she has been about helping the American people.
Well, I watched the debate the other night, and as many people did, and we heard former Vice President Biden say that he was going to move away from gas and oil, something that's not playing well here in Oklahoma, considering that gas and oil have a lot of different functions other than running your car, like, say, with petroleum products, making plastics, things that were developed right here at our research labs at Phillips 66 in Bartlesville. How are you looking at this?
Well, I think the Democrat Party has really been exposed. I've known this for the 2 years I've been in Congress, because I've seen the underlying policies being worked on the Natural Resource Committee. I sit on the Energy and Mineral Resource Subcommittee, which directly deals with this, the politics of the Green New Deal. And quite frankly, the Democrats wanted to stop talking about it because of the cost. But integral to the Green New Deal, which every expert in the nation has valued that or put a price tag of that of between $90 and $100 trillion to make this happen. But, you know, one of the integral parts you have to do is you have to get rid of oil, gas, and coal industries. And you have to do that by 2030. He said 2050. There are so few people that say 2050 out there. And so it is by 2030. So we're talking about just 10 years from now. And, you know, we're seeing the impact in our state. Just to give you an example, over in the 5th Congressional District, Stephanie Bice, the Republican candidate over there, who's running against Kendra Horn, who is the Democrat current congresswoman over there, Stephanie Bice was down 1.8% 7 days ago. Today, a poll was done starting on the day of the debate and finished up on the 25th. She's now at 4.5. You're talking a 6.3 percentage point swing and votes that have occurred on the polling just in, you know, because of that debate. Nothing has changed from messaging from Stephanie Bice's standpoint or Kendra Horn's standpoint. As much as Kendra tries to run away from what Biden says, that is the Democrat Party. That is the leader of the Democrat Party, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. They've made no bones about it. It's just not been reported on by the far left news over the last 2 years. But they want to transition out of fossil fuels. I put that in quote, which, you know, he was being very honest. So if anybody's saying, you know, lie in Joe Biden, that is for certain a truth that he, and when President Trump in this format let him talk, you got to see the real Joe Biden get exposed. And, you know, just some things that other people need to realize across the country is that, you know, remember that, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's going to head this up for Joe Biden, and John Kerry, by the way, you know, they talked about getting rid of cows, you know, rid of airplanes, needing a landmass the size of California to build enough solar panels to replace the oil and gas industry. And again, it's all at the cost of about $100 trillion. And so this is a huge thing for Oklahoma. It accounts for 35 to 40% of our economy, many jobs averaging over 100,000. It contributes almost half of the funding for our schools in the state. So how are we going to replace that? I mean, there's just no answer. It's really great to have these talking points about how you're going to save the world, but there's just no respect for the American people. There's this conversation was about putting us back into the Paris Climate Accord. There's no question he would do that. He did it before with then-President Obama. But there's no accountability. He's going to hold China accountable. He's the guy that's taking money through his family from China. How's he going to hold them accountable? The only person that's held anybody accountable in China has been President Trump. So, you know, this whole issue is a very big deal for Oklahoma, and Oklahomans need to be listening to it.
Congressman, this is the part of the interview where I say, you got the floor. Anything you want.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody, you know, we have the election 1 week from today. Encourage everyone to get out and vote. I ask for your vote. If you look, you know, everything about us is at hearn.house.gov, all the policies we've worked on. You know, we've done just exactly like we said we'd do when we ran for office. You know, promises made, promises kept. I've done that all along the way. I will continue to do that. I will continue to fight for Oklahomans in the 1st District. And I just appreciate your vote and your encouragement. We thank you so much for all of the inputs you've given us over the last 2 years and look forward to doing that for you for another 2 years.